Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我在这里代表中国，特别是我们河北省，特别是石家庄这个城市的信徒们，向各位问安。
And greetings from brothers and sisters in China.
那么首先我先要感谢大家啊，为我父亲的代祷。那我父亲现在已经离开医院，离开那个康复中心，已经回到家里，目前的恢复的情况非常良好。
First, I want to thank brothers and sisters for praying for my father. He's now released from the hospital and he's at home and he's well.
我们也在这特别感谢过去的日子，那很多弟兄姐妹默默地为我们的事工所做的奉献还有代祷。
And I also want to thank brothers and sisters prayers for my mission and offerings that you have given.
那我们最需要的是各位的祷告的纪念啊，我们需要得着上帝来的智慧啊，并且得着从神来的一些指教的一些策略，知道在那个特殊的环境里头，我们怎么样来为主工作。
And I also what we need is prayers from brothers and sisters so that I can have wisdom from above and God's plan of what we can do.
那么今天也许我可以用很短的时间来分享我们的事工。那不过呢，因为时间的关系，我觉得主日崇拜我们先要分享主的话语。
And I want to spend a little bit of time to talk about our mission, but since this is Sunday and worship, we need to share God's word.
我们一同祷告。
And let us pray.
亲爱的耶稣，我们感恩在你的面前。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
你是阿尔法，你是 Omega。
You are Alpha and Omega.
在你永恒的时间里头，我们真是算不得什么。
In eternity, we are nothing.
我们就将我们这微薄的、渺小的这个生命放在你的手中。
We are so tiny, and we are in your hands.
我们能为你做的非常有限。
What we can do for you is very limited.
主啊，我们乃是把我们可以做的，把我们所有的拿出来。
And we will give you everything that we have and what we can do.
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你祝福了各地各方你的福音事工。
And we thank you for blessing all the work in the whole world.
求你继续祝福你手中一切的工作。
So may you bless all the work in your hands.
祝福我们今天在你面前一同分享的时间。
And bless this time we have before you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。那么我们今天要分享的经文，弟兄姐妹可能都很熟悉的。
And today the scripture that we're going to share, I'm sure you're very familiar with.
那我这边特别把那个香膏改为香水，因为这个才切合我们，这是一个现代的翻译才合适的。
And I want to take this nod to call it perfume.
啊，英文很清楚 ，perfume 就是香水，可是我们中文和合本始终是香膏啊。
It's in Chinese it's a fragrant ointment.
那。香水跟福音是好像是两样东西，很难把它放在一块的啊。
It seems like it's hard to put the gospel and the perfume together.
可是这是主耶稣自己这么样子把它连起来的。
But it's Jesus our Lord who connected these two things.
主耶稣说，普天之下你们去传福音的时候，都要述说这个女人所做的来作为纪念。
So it says whenever you preach the gospel, you have to talk about this woman.
我不知道当我提到香水的时候，你会想到什么
？When I say perfume, what are you thinking of?
我记得三年前我在外面旅行的时候，在机场或者在车站，我看到一个广告，只有十秒钟的广告。
I remember as I was traveling, I see this commercial. It's only about 10 seconds.
那这个十秒钟的广告也蛮吸引我的注意的。
And it was attracted me.
那是那个广告里面是一个男孩子哈，他背对着镜头往一个方向走，在一个小镇上面。
And in this commercial, there's this young man, and he was walking with his back towards the camera, and walking forward, going forward.
那他没有注意到对面来了一个女孩子，他没有看到她。
And he didn't pay attention to this girl that's coming towards him.
他走他自己的路。
He was walking his own.
直到那个女孩子经过他之后呢
？Well, after this girl passed him.
他又继续往前走几步，然后停下来了。
And he walked a couple of steps and then he stopped.
然后转过去。
And he turned around.
看着女孩子的背影，好像很迷糊。很陶醉，很说不出来那种感觉。
And his, like he was saw this girl and he was mesmerized.
然后底下有个字幕出来是 deja vu.
And there was this caption that came up and said deja vu.
是不是有一种香水牌子叫 deja vu？ 是吗？后来我听说那个广告是当年最有名的一个广告，是好像是得奖的还是什么，反正是最好的一个广告。
And I heard that this commercial was won some awards.
我不知道当那些门徒们后来出来服侍的时候，当他们闻到香水的味道，他们会想到什么？
I don't know what the disciples when they were what they were thinking when they smelled this perfume.
因为你想想看，当时那个房间里面满了，全是那个香水的味道。
And that time, the whole room was filled with this fragrance.
他不是，这并不是进了一个什么花房里面闻到天然的花的香味，就是一个女人的香水的味道。
And it is not like you're in a room full of flowers. It is the perfume of a woman.
假如你闻到香水的味道，你想到这个女人是可以的。
And when you think of the perfume, you do think of this woman.
因为从他的身上，从他所做的，你可以联想到主耶稣的福音了。
Because through what she did, you can think of Jesus' gospel.
在香港有一个姐妹，不是姐妹啊，是一个女的企业家。
And in Hong Kong, there's this businesswoman.
她已经三十大几了，那个意思就是靠近四十了，三十大几了哈。
And she's almost 40.
还没有结婚。
And she was not married.
有一次，她托一个朋友从香港买，不是从新加坡买了一瓶香水回来。
And she asked a friend to bring to buy a bottle of perfume from Singapore.
因为她说在香港买的可能是还是假的，她要买最纯正的。那个牌子是叫做克莱夫 Christian， 这个牌子。
And she thought that maybe if you buy it from Hong Kong, it might be fake.So this perfume is called Clive Christian.
你想全世界最贵的香水就是这家牌子出的。
And the most expensive perfume in the whole world comes from this.
那么你觉得那个最贵的Clive Christian 的香水有多贵呢？
And how expensive do you think this perfume is?
176万英镑。
It's a176万英镑
一瓶香水。
So it's a British pound.
它的名字叫皇家尊严一号。
It is the most in the royal.
它是用了176种天然的香料合成的。
It uses 176 different spices to.
我不介绍这个香水了。
I'm not promoting this.
那我就说这个女企业家了，她买的这瓶就是这个牌子的，可是不是这个香水啊。
And she bought this brand of perfume.
那这个女孩没有结婚，她买了一瓶香水。
And she did not. She was not married, and she bought this.
很多同事们到她家里面，想要看这瓶有名的香水。
And many people want to go to her house to look at this perfume.
我们说他们只能看这瓶香水，为什么？因为这个香水还没有打开过。
But they can only look at it because this bottle has not been opened.
有人问说，假如你这个女孩子这么说的，当我碰见了那一位我喜欢的人的时候，这一瓶香水才会派上用场。
Only when I meet the person that I like, then I would use this perfume.
那有人就同事们问：假如你这一辈子都碰不到你喜欢的人，怎么办呢？
What if you don't meet the one that you like?
这个女企业家就说，没问题，我就带着这瓶香水去见上帝去。
And she said, no problem, I will just take this perfume with me to see God.
那我不晓得今天她那瓶香水打开了没有。
I don't know today if she opened this bottle of perfume or not.
可是在我们这里读到的有一个，也是一个女孩子。
But here we read this girl.
她也有一瓶非常名贵的香水。
And she also has a bottle of very expensive perfume.
那么这瓶香水估计的话，大概是一个人，一个普通的工人一年的工资。
And it cost about a year's wage.
那么应该算是很名贵的香水了。
So it should be a fairly.
这个女孩子也没有结婚。
And she has not been married.
可她把她的香水瓶给打碎了。
And she broke this bottle.
然后把香水浇在一个男人的头上。
And then pour it onto the head of this man.
是件很不寻常的事情。
It is not a very common thing.
我们在这里今天不谈论这个女人她的心智，她对耶稣的爱，那是另外一个话题。
And here we're not talking about her love for Jesus.
我们现在要谈的就是说，她做这件事情之后，有三种不同的看法。
And we want to talk about after she did this, there's three ways to look at this.
那我们晓得耶稣说他做的是一件美事。
Jesus said that the thing that she did was a beautiful thing.
可是门徒们心目中想到的还有两种事情非常重要的。
But in the minds of the disciples, they thought of two other things.
第一种事情就是什么？好事。
One is good thing.
他说我们信徒们，我们就要做好事。
Because we're believers, we have to do good things.
什么叫好事呢？
What are good things?
坐在人的身上，满足人的需要。
To do it on people and to satisfy their needs.
得到人的感激。
And to receive thanks from the people.
然后得到神的夸奖。
And to give praise from God.
这就是好事。
And this is good thing.
行善。
It's to do charity.
教会是需要行善，做善事。
And we have to do charities.
不过呢，好事假如你不拿捏那个分寸的时候，好事就会变成一件傻事了。
But if you are not doing you're not doing a good thing in the right way, then it becomes an unwise thing.
教会常常因为出于我们的爱心啊，那可是没有分辨呢，结果那个我们的爱心变成了一件做出来的事情变成一件傻事。
And many times in church, if we do not discern, and we do, we can do unwise things.
那，所以门徒们讲的是不错的。
So the disciples are right in some ways.
假如从他们的眼光来看，我们所教会的服事就是为了满足人的需要，那得到人的称，得到人的。感激得到神的夸奖，那这是一部分而已。
From the perspective of the disciples, what they want to do good things to satisfy people's needs and to have praise from God.
不过呢，这里面真的就要求神给我们智慧，做得合乎中道。
So we need God's wisdom so that we can do things appropriately.
那这部分也没有问题，好事跟傻事我们抓好分寸就可以了。
And so there's no, it's not a big deal if we can just do it appropriately, whether it's a good thing or unwise thing.
那么美事又是什么呢？
Then what is beautiful thing?
美事就是坐在一个人的身上，得着那个人的夸奖，得着那个人的称赞。得到那个人的欣赏。
So what is the beautiful thing is if you do it on this person gives you praise and give you thanks.
那个是出于一种内心这种爱的激发。
It comes from love.
不计成本的.
It doesn't count the cost.
我们对于我们的主, 我们可以做好事还是美事呢?
Towards our Lord, can we do good things or do we do beautiful things?
假如我们做一件事情, 坐在耶稣的身上, 坐在我们的神的身上, 让他得着了满足, 让他得着了安慰, 让他可以欣赏的时候, 那就是美事。
If we do something on our Lord, and to get his approval and his praise, then it is a beautiful thing.
我们晓得当时耶稣心里面有一个很大的需要。
And at that time, in the heart of our Lord, he has a very special need.
当时耶稣的服事进入一个关键的时刻。
And he was at a crossroad in his mission.
他内心承受的压力是非常大的。
And he has a lot of pressure.
当时只有这一位女人能够与耶稣表同情。
And there's only this woman who is sympathetic towards him.
仿佛借着女人打破香膏的瓶子, 这件事情, 耶稣得着了一个从父神来的一个 却一个好像一个兆头。
And through this breaking of the bottle of perfume, Jesus received like a sign from the Father.
让耶稣心里面非常笃定的晓得, 我这一次进耶路撒冷回不出, 不能再回去了, 救恩就要成就, 前面的十字架是一个不能逃避的事实了。
And to give him assurance that this time when he leaves, goes towards Jerusalem, he will not be able to come back, and that the cross is before him, and it will be a reality.
不是说不能逃避的事实, 而是他晓得这一次上帝的时间到了,这个就是我的时刻, 我就要面对这个十字架。
And he knows that his hour has come, and he has to face the cross.
我记得哈, 有一年的春, 大年三十, 除夕夜里面,
I remember one year and this New Year's Eve.
我那个时候大概只有初中一年级的样子。
And I was only a freshman.
我不小心把我们家最宝贵，我妈妈最喜欢的一个花瓶给它打碎了。
And I was not careful and broke the a vase that my mother.
结果我父亲立刻就说，不要生气，岁岁平安。
And so my father said, don't be angry, and you will actually have peace.
那为什么在除夕夜不能生气? 因为他们有个迷信,这是仿佛是一个不好的预兆一样的。
Why is that they don't want to be angry? Because it's like they think that if they get angry, they will not have a good fortune.
所以我后来知道，小孩子打破一个汤碗，一个什么，他立刻岁岁平安，好像把这个晦气就把它赶快盖住。
So if somebody breaks something, it says, okay, if you break it, you actually have peace.
那当在这个宴席上有一个瓶子被打碎的时候，我相信每个人都会很惊讶。
I'm sure at this feast, when the bottle was broken, everybody was surprised.
耶稣当时可能心里面立刻得到一个印证，觉得这是一个属灵的一个兆头。
And Jesus immediately get this assurance that this is a spiritual sign.
那这个瓶子就仿佛他自己的身体，他知道要破开了。And
this bottle is like his body; it's going to be broken.
当那个香水淋在他头上，他仿佛感觉这就是为他安葬的那个膏油。And
when this perfume was poured on him, he felt that this was the perfume that is to prepare for his.
我相信在那一个时刻，耶稣感到一种非常大的安慰。
And he actually was comforted.
他觉得这个女人坐在他心里面最需要的那个地方。
And this woman has done something that he is most needed at the time.
我们假如真的很爱一个人，我们必定了解那个人他最真实的需要。我们一定会坐在他的心上面。
And if we truly love somebody, we will do the things that we would do would be doing it for what's in their heart.
那我们今天问一问说，我们的神，我们的主，他心里面最大的需要是什么呢？
And today, what is the biggest need in the heart of our Lord?
耶稣好像被这个女人的所做的感动了。
And Jesus was moved by this thing that this woman did.
是不是因为这个女人她了解耶稣要受的苦难，她同情耶稣呢？
Is it because she understand the sufferings that Jesus has to go through and sympathize with him?
是不是她很宝贝，珍惜耶稣的那样的一个圣洁无瑕的身体，所以用她的，她用她的香水来膏抹他呢？
Is it because she see that he is without blemish and
耶稣并不是为这些事情而心里面受感动。
Is Jesus was moved by this things that she did.
耶稣并不爱惜他的身体啊。
The Lord did not love his body.
他的身体不久之后就会为我们整个怎么样啊？彻底被 destroyed。
His body in a little while will be destroyed.
耶稣也不是说因为这个女人同情她要受的苦难而受感动。
And it is not because this woman is was sympathized with him that he was moved.
我们看看路加福音二十三章二十七节到三十一节。
And let's look at Luke chapter 23.
翻到翻到以后我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read together Luke chapter 23, verse 27.
二十七节到三十一节。
To 31.
有许多百姓跟随耶稣，内中妇女们。
For the time will come when you will say, Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if men do these things, then the tree is green. What will happen when it is dry?
那么这边记载着，当耶稣背着十字架出来的时候，很多人跟着他在后面，还有很多妇女跟着。哇，妇女看见耶稣受的苦难，为他什么嚎啕痛哭。
And here we recorded that when Jesus carried the cross and came out, there were a lot of people that followed him, and there were a lot of women who mourned and wept.
前几年那部电影叫《耶稣受难记》，很多人为这个电影感动。
And there was a year, a couple of years ago, the movie Passion of Christ.
那可是在这边我们看到的，耶稣转过来对这些嚎啕痛哭的女人说什么？说耶路撒冷的女子啊，你不要为我哭，你们要为你们跟你们的儿女来哭吧。
And Jesus turned around and said to those women, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourself and for your children.
然后接下来耶稣讲到将来要有的审判跟世界将来的那个灾难。
And then Jesus talked about the persecution that's coming in the future.
到那个时候是一个很可很不啊。那个是将来要发生的事情，那就是讲了神将来的那个审判的大日。
And it talks about the judgment day that will be coming.
我们来看三十一节哈，这些事既行在有汁水的树上，那枯干的树将来怎样呢？
And verse 31 says, For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?
假如我们用前后文来仔细来思考的时候，我们发现这个有汁水的树讲到的就是耶稣自己。
And we, if we read this in context, then we know that the tree that is green is talking about Jesus.
那枯干的树就是我们一般的世人，没有生命的。
And the tree that is dry are everyone who that does not have life.
那么这是两个正规的翻译的正规的解经里面的其中一个解释，我觉得这个解释是比较好的。
And this is one interpretation of this verse, and I think.
因为根据它上下文，你看到。
And because in context, you will see.
那个妇人，那些嚎啕大哭的妇人为耶稣哀哭了。然后他们认为什么？耶稣大概是被上帝苦待了，上帝对他不义啊，或者是什么不晓得了。就像是以赛亚书53章说的，他诚然为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，我们却以为他被上帝击打苦待。
And it's
他诚然背负我们的忧患，担当我们的痛苦。
The women are weeping. Maybe they're thinking that that God is being unjust to Jesus. And just like Isaiah 53 says that he was crushed by the.
所以耶稣不是说因为这个女人同情她的将要受的苦难而耶稣就受感动。
It's not because this woman sympathized with Jesus that Jesus was moved.
而是耶稣感到说这个关键的时刻他需要一个从父神来的印证。
And in this time he needs this assurance from God.
在那个时候他感受到的是福音是不是就能够成就了神亘古以来那个伟大的救赎计划是不是就在这个时刻就要完成了。
And he is wondering if this is the time when this salvation would be done.
耶稣说他做的是一件美事，这件美事要跟我的福音并传。
And Jesus said the thing that she did is a beautiful thing, and it would also be preached together with his gospel.
假如我们从这里来看的话，我们晓得耶稣心目中他最迫切、最关心的一件事情就是他的福音。
And in the heart of Jesus, the most important thing that he's focused on is this gospel.
当耶稣刚出来传教的时候，他就说：“你们天国近了，你们要悔改，信福音。”
And when he first came and out in his ministry, he said, "You have to believe, and the kingdom of heaven is near, and you have to believe."
当时福音是什么？没有人知道。
And at the time, nobody knows what this gospel is.
耶稣还不能够说，还不能够启示这一部分。
And he could not reveal this part of his ministry.
因为根据《格林多前书》15章那里，他说，我们这个福音就是讲到的什么呢？就是主耶稣为，就是耶稣按照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，第三天复活了，这就是福音。
And in First Corinthians chapter 15 says this gospel is Jesus died for us and was buried and was resurrected again.
耶稣刚出来传教，他就把福音这个字眼先打出来了，让他们有个很深刻的印象。将来你们要靠着福音得救。
And when Jesus first came out in his ministry, he used this word gospel and that you will be saved by this gospel.
所以耶稣他所有的服事的主题就是一个福音。
So the theme of his services ministry is the gospel.
当耶稣复活以后还是一样，他离开门徒之前说什么？你们往普天下去传福音。
And when Jesus rose from the dead and told his disciples that they should go to the ends of the world to preach the gospel.
后来耶稣被接到父神那里去了。
And then Jesus was received by God.
今天耶稣在父神那里，他还是想着我的福音在地上怎么样了呢？
And he's still thinking what is his gospel is like in this world.
福音就是讲到十字架，讲到耶稣苦难跟他的受死。
And the gospel is about the cross and Jesus suffering and his death.
所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹可以明白，我们说教会要做美事， 当我讲了美事，可能你会想到很多很多，怎么样坐在耶稣的心意上，怎么样子来爱他，怎么样子来。
And when we talk about the beautiful things, you probably think of a lot of things, what you do on Jesus and all these things.
可是你一定不要忽略有一件美事，就是我们这些人要为主去传福音。
But you must not forget that there's this one beautiful thing, and that is to.
圣经讲的那些传福音的人，他们脚中何等佳美。
And say their footsteps are beautiful.
虽然你要传一个有十字架的福音，很多人认为是愚拙的。
And so sometimes we think that to preach this gospel of the cross, it is unwise.
假如十字架的福音是愚拙的，那你去传的时候，你可能也会被人认为是一个傻子。
So if this is foolish, then you would think that when you preach this gospel, other people would think you are fool.
所以好事跟傻事我们很容易分辨，可是美事跟傻事，有时候我们搞不清楚了。
Maybe it's easy to see what is the difference between a good thing and an unwise thing, but between a beautiful thing and unwise thing, it is not that easy.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们个人。还有教会啦，好，我们在决定我们的事工的时候，我们要把美事放在最重要的地方。
So when we decide what to do in a church, we have to put the beautiful things first.
做美事有的时候会得到别人的批评。
And sometimes to do beautiful things, you get criticized.
他觉得你这样的想法不实惠。
Or some people would say that it's not practical.
因为你不是坐在人的身上，得不到人的夸奖，得不到人的好，人得不到好处，也得不到上帝的好像夸奖。
Because it's like you're not doing it on people, and you're not getting people to praise you, and you're not getting praise from God.
传福音的人是一个美人。
So the people who preach the gospel are beautiful people.
传福音的人脚中何等佳美。
And their footsteps are beautiful.
但以理书有那么一句话，他说那些领多人归依的人，他们将来要发光如同天上的星，直到永远。
And in the book of Daniel it says those who preach the gospel it's, and they're like the bright the stars.
感谢主，我知道你们教会是有传福音的负担，并且也实际在做的。
And praise the Lord, I think your church has this burden to preach the gospel.
不过传福音就是要落实在很基本的训练跟推动。
It also requires training and efforts to move it forward.
其实传福音的福音的信息我们听了，弟兄姐妹听了很多，我过去听了也很多。
I'm sure you have heard a lot of messages on gospel.
我们心里真是充满了传福音的负担的。
And so we're filled with this burden to preach the gospel.
可是我们不知道从哪里着手。
But many times we don't know where to start.
那么过去这些年我们在中国的时候，我们就发现中国的信徒他们有一颗心智愿意传福音。
And all these years in China, we found that the brothers and sisters in China also
他们很愿意行动起来。
And they're willing to get up and go.
所以我们只要告诉他你该怎么做。你从哪里开始，他马上就开始行动起来。
And all we have to do is tell them where to start and what to do, and they will start right away.
所以我们也建立了很多小地方的小教会。
And so we started a lot of small churches.
那我们很感谢神。那这些年来，特别是从去年下半年来，我们整个的福音的策略跟意向呢，开始有一些新的看见。
And thank the Lord, in the last 6 months, we have a new direction and new vision.
我们发现要带领人信主，这个信息已经传了很久了。
And we know that this message of bringing people to the Lord, that message has been preached for many, many years.
现在中国大陆教会很需要的是另外一个很重要的装备。
And now China, they need other to be equipped differently.
就怎么样建立一个健康的、成长的、各样的功能健全的一个教会。
How to build a church that is has that's functioning.
过去我们看见常常事工是跟着一个人走的。
And in the past, we see many times that the work is follow this person.
当这个人离开了事工，他的事工就没有。
And when this person leaves, and there's this work.
怎么样能够按照圣经的原则建立一个很好的教会在地上
？So how do we through the principles in the scriptures to build a church in this world?
领袖可以离开，可是那个事工会继续。
The leaders can leave, but this work continues.
我们现在就在训练这样子一般的工人。
So we're and right now trying to train and equip this.
那么要训练这样的工人，我们要寻找那些在见识上、学识上比较程度好的。
And we need them to be a little more knowledgeable.
并且我们将来你知道我们是跟着一个国际宣教部我们一起工作的嘛，所以呢，国际宣教部也看到这个需要，他们现在开始要在中国境内建立那个可以发degree 的那个正规的神学院。
So we're working with a international ministry, and they also see that we need to have a certification for.
所以我们石家庄的事工会将来会跟其他的一些宣教的地方上的一些事工，我们会联合起来，我们会建立一个很规范的那学术还有这个课程非常严谨的一个正规的神学院。
So we're trying to put together a a seminary that has a very stringent curriculum.
因为中国需要这样的工人起来。
Because China needs that type of worker to be raised up.
以我们那个城市来说，我们那个城市有200万的居民。
And in the city that we live in, there's 2 million people.
或者应该说220万。增加了一些哈
，220 million。
那么有35万的大学生
，and 350,000
九十几间大学或者是专科学院
，there's 90 some universities。
另外呢，就是大约有40万的政府干部
，and there's about 400,000。officials.
这两部分的人几乎就占了三分之一的人口。
And these is almost one third of the population.
那学生的工作，我们感谢主做得很好了，不做的靠主怜悯做的还可以了。
And the work among the work that we're doing among the students, praise the Lord, is
特别当这些大学生毕业以后，他们找不到工作，这是很普遍的。很多人在那个时候寻求说：“神啊，我愿意全时间来服侍你。”
And many graduates couldn't find work, and it's very common. And so, but they're willing to be full-time workers.
他们找不到一个服侍的岗位，甚至连异端也跑到校园里面吸收这些毕业生。
And even the heresies come to the campus to try to recruit these students.
那我们这个学生这部分不讲，我们说还有40万的干部呢。
So.Other than these students, what about those officials?
我们尽着我们尽我们所能的，我们在这干部当中，我们带领了几个新闻出版局的局长，还有一些其他的一些人归主。
So we try our best to bring them to Christ also.
那我们很感谢主。那可是这个部分是我们过去几乎也不单我们，很多人从来不愿意去碰的，说认为干部这些人他们是。腐败的，他们是该灭亡的。
Maybe some of us would think that these officials they are corrupt and they should be.
其实他们内心有很深的痛苦，他们跟我们一样也有一个良心。
But they are just like us. They have a conscience.
所以你们可以为我们为我们将来在这个建立一个正规的神学院这一方面来好好祷告，并且呢，就是我们在干部当中。政府干部当中传福音，求主给我们胆量、跟智慧、跟勇气，能够把这个福音建立，把在他们当中把福音事工建立起来。
And need your prayer and our setting up of the seminary and also our work among these government officials that we have the courage and wisdom and we can build this have this work be successful.
所以呢，我们看见。需要建立一个好的神学院，需要很多老师的。
And to build a seminary, we need a lot of teachers.
所以，假如你们当中有人在圣经的话语上，或者在教会的管理，甚至牧养等等， 有很多有很丰富的经验的这一方面，你们都可以考虑啊，短期间去那边给他们上那个上课。
And if you have among you, if you have if you're strong in the Word of God or you have experience in pastoring, you may want to consider going there to in short term basis to help them.
我相信你所做的是美事。
And I believe the things that you do is beautiful.
让我们一起来做美事。
So let's do beautiful things together.
让教会计划做更多的美事。
And then we can plan to do more beautiful things in the church. 愿
神祝福你们每一位。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着一个女人所做的。
And through the things that this woman did.
让我们看见。
You let us see.
你内心真那个真实的需要。
The true need in your heart.
是吧？你今天关心的。
Today you caring for.
你所哦，真是你留给我们的大使命。今天怎么样了？
And the great commission that you give us, how is it today?
今天在地上，你的福音传得如何？
And how is the gospel spread in this world?
这福音就讲到你的死。
And this gospel is about your death.
你说，哦，那这些事情，假如坐在那有汁水的树上。
And you said that if these things are done on the trees that are green,
那些将来枯干的树会如何呢？
And what would happen to those that are dry?
你乃是讲到
You're talking about
上帝甚至不爱惜自己的儿子为我们的罪而死
That our Heavenly Father did not spare His Son.
我们若是不相信你
If we don't believe you
上帝将来会对我们如何呢？
And what would the Father do to us?
上帝会爱惜我们的生命超过爱惜他的独生爱子吗？
Would the Father love our lives more than His Son?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
若是在我们当中还有没有接受你的？
If there are still unbelievers, people that have not accepted you among us,
让他们想到你为什么而来。
Let them think about why did you come.
让他们的心可以向你敞开。
Let them open up their hearts to you.
接受你成为他们生命的救主。
Then accept you as the savior of their life.
主耶稣，我们就把以上的时间
，Lord, we lift up this time to you.
摆在你的手中。
And into your hands.
主啊，孩子的信息不是完全的。
Your child's message is not perfect.
主耶稣，你自己在每个信徒们心中来继续做感动。
And may you move in everyone's heart.
让我们了解你的心在想些什么。
So that we can understand what is in your heart.
以上的祷告和感恩，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。